Your name, please?
Elijah Ford Jr., 1422.
One of the things that is real important for this country's understanding what happened in Charleston is that there was this major campaign around you guys who were under house arrest. When you were under house arrest, when you had all of these charges over you, how did you feel about what was going on when you looked out and you saw, you know, the support, but at the same time, you didn't know what was happening in the future? Did you feel it was worth it? Did you feel that this was the way to do it? What did you feel about what was happening?
Well, I learned a lot from that, and I sit down and study sometime, and me and kids them get there, and you know, it seemed like it came up to a problem, you know, when I was house arrest, because the kids them know when I was not on house arrest, I was always doing something else, because I like to fix cars and stuff like that. I mean, I can't even go to do that, and you know, we sit down. Sometime if they got a program to the church, they want me to come. Now, I did have to take some chance to go out there with them. And sometime, you know, when you ain't got that feeling, you just sit still, you know, stand.
Before the demonstration, where, you know, the police broke up the picket line and everything, what was your feeling, the people you were working with, what were they feeling about what was going on in South Carolina with the politics there, with the union and everything else? It's an activist union. It was involved in a lot of different kinds of things. How do you feel about all that?
Well, the way I feel about it, when I met to that longshireman, it seemed like that was my second wife. And that job, I mean, even when I was younger, when my dad used to work out there, and I go out there, I always used to ask my dad, when you could, you get me out there. When I get old, I'm gonna go out there, this and that. And so, and that night, Kurd come up. I mean, I was not looking to go to jail. I was there to try to keep my job, you know, and all the rest of guys, and so I got some younger brother, they work out there too. I've dealt that job. No.
Well, you're very specific. You're fighting for the whole family there.
That's right. Down there. My dad stayed there for me until we get there. Yeah. And my brothers, him and all them. No, he got all four sons out there.
Did you feel that this was a fight? I mean, it was a fight for your union, obviously. But and the way you're explaining it, it's also a fight for your family. Did you feel it was part of a fight for a broader, for the community as well? I mean, how did you feel about what they were doing to you and what kind of support that you were getting from different people in the community? How did you feel about that?
Well, the fight, I'm glad about the fight. I mean, at least union workers, they need to be stay more stronger. And I mean, support we get, you know, I understand. That night when we went out there on the picket line, we had other people who was in the union and all that. They came out to support, want we stay strong. And so I don't see if, I feel like if they came up again with the same problem, we'd do it again. And I mean, I'll go on the picket line because we had right to right through the picket. And plus, you know, I mean, we had a nice, good president. You know, he likes stuff like that, and I mean, and he's strictly a union person. Also, and I want a lot of people that feel like, who in the union, just come on and join and get in along and keep the union strong. And I mean, union got more benefit than everything, and that's the way to go.
That's what you would tell if you were talking to students in the class. If you were talking like you did a little bit last night to the rally. Is this the kind of things you would say? This is the lesson that you learned from what you went through over those 18 months. And even before then, you worried about your job and everything. That's the kind of lessons you would tell them about, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
I like saying that it could be any person, like, I mean, want a fair living. And why not? If you could see a better way, you join the union and keep it strong. You know, because people got kids. I would like to have my kids them come out there when, you know, when I'm done through, that's why I'm pulling away for them. No, and other people too. Not only my kids, only, you know.
Did your kids, did people understand why you were doing what you were doing? It was a big thing. for your family, for you and for your family and everything. That people understand the implications, what it was about the union, about even about civil rights, about everything else that was going on in Charleston. Do people understand that?
Yes, they should. I mean, I don't see why not. And like I said, my wife get upset when it first happened that night. Like when I went out there that evening, because I was home all that day, and you know, doing something around the house, and she said, "I hear say y'all got a picket tonight. So I don't want you to go out there and get yourself in no trouble." So, honey, I'm gonna tell you like this. I mean, you was living, you know, so good, and you know, I mean, without this job, we just can't let these, you know, non-union company come in here and take it. But if they work on one line, they could be keeping working on another line until they do with us. And then we got to be looking at them. Got to probably have to join them. So we just step up and do what we had to do.
Well, you didn't pay any attention to what you said and stayed out of trouble, did you?
No. So, I mean, the trouble, we ain't went down there for looking for no trouble. We just went down there to save our job and keep non-union away from us. I mean, why since take all our benefit insurance, you know what I mean, vacation, holiday pay, and all that? If we don't have that, how are we gonna make it?
And one of the things that happened yesterday I thought was pretty important was when you guys got together with the carousel workers here in Chicago. How did you feel about that? I mean, there's the Charleston Five, and here's the people, with, I think 37 women who are on strike. How did you feel about that?
Good, I feel good, because I like the way they protest. They say they, and another thing, like, they didn't went back to work for not 7 months. They're trying to hold out. The same thing when we was on house arrest for that 18 months. And they'll overcome from that. I mean, things won, they'll win their battle.
Well, one of the things was clear yesterday, that they were looking to you guys for the fight that you put up over those 18 months, and even still, that this fight's still going on. And so that was a good combination yesterday. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.